This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Beat Migs. I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Friday.
Woo.
Oh, yeah. It's a macho Friday.
I guess so.
Oh, yeah. Snap into it. We're the cream of the crop. We're thinking.
You know a lot of this.
I watch too much wrestling.
And yes, Taryn and Danny were both jumping, and Steve and I were sitting.
Yes.
And it's a beautiful, beautiful blue Friday. Let's get to Travis on 167. Travis, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for... Wait, Travis, what were you doing at 5:40 yesterday?
What's that?
What were you doing at 5:40 p.m. yesterday? Were you listening to the men's room?
I was not listening to the men's room.
Oh, so we're on an even playing field.
Because you didn't hear Taryn's cheat sheet. All right. Hopefully it doesn't go against you. Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Travis has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah, we'll find out.
What fast food chain gave out free purple Whoppers as part of an Addams Family collab. Wow.
Burger King?
Correct. I spelled that wrong. What is the study of weather called?
Meteorology?
Correct. Which Hitchcock film is notorious for its shower scene?
Psycho?
Yes. Who holds the record for the most home runs in a single MLB season?
Mark McGwire?
No.
Sammy Sosa?
No.
Pass.
What is the main component of natural gas?
Propane?
No.
Methane?
Correct. What medical device is used to listen to eternal sounds of an animal or a human?
A stethoscope?
Correct. What is the longest mountain range in the world?
The Andes?
Yes. Jordan Love is the current quarterback for what NFL team?
The Packers?
Yes. What color dress does Tinkerbell typically wear?
Green.
Yes. The original Exorcist movie came out in what decade?
60s?
No.
70.
Correct. Who holds the record for the most home runs in a single MLB season?
Mike Trout.
No. Travis, though, you got 9 correct.
Dang.
That is incredible. But I will say, if you were listening to the cheat sheet, you might have got a perfect 10. But wow, I think this is going to be close.
It is.
I'm totally, totally rooting for Travis, though. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What fast food chain gave out a free purple Whopper as part of an Addams Family collab?
That was yesterday. Burger King.
Correct. What is the study of the weather called?
Meteorology.
Yes.
I don't know if I want to eat a purple burger.
I would try it. Which Hitchcock film is notorious for its shower scene?
The Shining.
No.
Oh, Psycho.
Yes. Who holds the record for the most home runs in a single MLB season?
Isn't that Bobby Bonilla?
No.
Barry Bonds.
Correct. What is the main component of natural gas?
Methane?
Yes.
Finally.
What medical device is used to listen to internal sounds of an animal or human?
A stethoscope.
Yes. What is the longest mountain range in the world?
The Cascades.
No.
The Rockies.
No.
Mountain town.
No. Jordan Love is the current quarterback for what NFL team?
Green Bay Packers.
Yes. What color does Tinkerbell typically wear?
Green.
Correct. The original Exorcist movie came out in what decade?
The 70s.
Yes. Steve, without you knowing, the longest mountain range is the Andes. You got 9 correct, which is great, but also a tie.
Oh,
9-9.
Good job, Steve.
You too, my friend.
Yes. Travis didn't know Barry Bonds and you didn't know the Andes. But overall, I'm very impressed.
Together, we're perfect.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
I like that positive way of spinning it, you know?
That was beautiful. Well, congrats on tying.
And hey, since it's Blue Friday, I wanted to give a shout out to some of our friends, our buddies over at Lumberjack Popcorn, which I was just eating some of their stuff. They are making Seahawk-themed popcorn.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah.
Just go to at Lumberjack Popcorn on their Instagram. It's green apple for the green, and then the blue is blue raspberry.
Yum.
And that's the flavors for the popcorn.
That's a combo I can get
behind. To try that.
Yeah, George got a caramel apple at the pumpkin patch we went to. So it was like caramel corn and green apple. And it was actually very, very good.
Yeah, the green apple that we have here in the studio is delicious. But I'm down to try the blue raspberry.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
So go Hawks and go Lumberjack Popcorn.
KISW presents Disturbed, the Sickness 25th Anniversary Tour. It's coming up May 5th next year at Climate Pledge Arena. And all week long, we have been giving out code words on KISW for you to text for a chance to win tickets to the show. So be listening today at 8:50, because after we play Beat Migs for one final time this week, we're going to give out this morning's code word. You can get all the details at KISW.com. We received some great news and also some bad news. This happened yesterday. And while the bad news is for one member of the show's mouth.
Okay.
We're going to tell you what happened after Sum 41.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, our friend Danny received some bad news.
I sure did.
Danny, I was so sad to hear what went down with you.
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
And we didn't have to. We didn't have to. I didn't have to say goodbye to my braces after all.
I know. Yesterday was a big day. I thought, Danny's going to lose his braces. He's going to come in. I was thinking about even going to the store and getting a bunch of non-braces friendly food.
Caramels. But
yeah, like sugar, the chewy stuff.
Sugar Daddy, or what are those things called?
Yeah.
Anything that usually would get stuck in your teeth that you're not allowed to eat because you had braces on for the last couple of years. I was like, you know what? I'll show with like Sour Patch Kids and all that type of stuff to celebrate. But then we got a text from you.
Yeah.
You know,
honestly, the thing that I've missed most out of everything, sunflower seeds.
Sunflower, okay.
I can't. It is so hard to eat them
with
braces. Yeah.
Get sunflower seeds.
Yeah.
Just not yet.
Yeah, no, they gave me the date. This was back in August. They gave me the date of, hey, your braces are coming off in October. I have literally been counting down. I almost cried that day because I was so happy that they were going to take off my braces.
For like the last week, you're like, guys, in 5 days, I won't have these braces on my face anymore.
Yeah. Straight pearly whites.
So I get there yesterday and they get to work on my teeth and they're like, all right, the bottom look great. They decided those were my most messed up teeth too. My bottom teeth, they were clustered together and they were like, they're breaking your other teeth.
And so they straightened up real good.
And they did take those ones off. Then they get to the top teeth and they're looking and they're like, oh, there's still a space that's not closing.
So you got the good news and then the bad news.
Yeah. They had taken off the bottom braces already. And then so I'm like, we're going good. And then they're like, oh, yeah, the space. There's a space, and they're like, essentially, if you take off your braces now, it's not going to be good, and you have to get braces at some point again.
Oh, no.
So how long do you have to keep them on for?
I don't know. That's the greatest part about all of this.
So they didn't give you another date.
I have another check-in in November, and I swear to God, if I don't get them off before Thanksgiving, I don't know.
You may be on the news that night.
Yeah, I may be on the news at a...
How great would it be, though, if you could eat Thanksgiving dinner without braces?
I know!
For the first time in how many years?
Two. It's been two Thanksgivings that I have not had a normal Thanksgiving.
That's crazy, man.
I will say, too.
With thoughts and prayers.
When he texted the group chat, I usually like to give so much crap to Danny, like, all the time. But even I was like, he was so excited for this. I just got to say, dude, I'm sorry. That sucks.
Yeah, it's a kick in the ding-ding.
Yeah, I was like, I can't even make a joke about this.
Oh, I did.
Yeah,
to my wife,
did.
Not to you guys.
WNBA star Angel Reese just shared that she is spending $8,000 a month to rent out her apartment and living beyond her means. So many people have an opinion on this online. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Angel Reese is a star player in the WNBA and plays for the Chicago Fire. And last month, Reese made some big business moves when she announced she was starting her own podcast and partnering up with Reese's Pieces with this big marketing deal.
Wait. Angel Reese, Reese's Pieces?
Genius.
Okay, that might be one of the best collabs ever.
Very brilliant.
And I'm a fan of hers because she's kind of like the heel in the WNBA, in a sense. Like, she's like the, there's Caitlin Clark that everyone loves, and then there's Angel Reese, who kind of like is like the bad girl.
Oh, yeah. I love how you just relate it to wrestling. That's how it is, isn't it?
Everything relates to wrestling.
Wow.
So, you haven't realized it yet, but Danny, it has.
This week, Angel Reese was spotted at the Victoria's Secret fashion show hanging out with some other big celebrities. And then while live streaming after the show, she revealed that she wouldn't be able to afford her rent if she relied on her WNBA salary.
I just hope y'all know the WNBA don't pay my bills at all. I don't even think that pays one of my bills. I'm trying to think of like my rent for where I stay at. I don't even know my salary. 74? Okay.
I love that she doesn't even know how much she's making, because she's probably making so much more from everything other than the WNBA.
All the endorsements, all that good stuff. How much do you think?
Yo, I'm living beyond my means. It's like, I'm living beyond my means.
How much do you think her apartment costs?
Well, I read about it, and it's a lot. And I don't know what kind of apartment you get for $8,000 a month, but that's freaking impressive.
$8,000 a month in Chicago. So many people responded to this video and were quite blown away by what she spends on rent. So we are going to have to go straight to the comments.
All right, we found a few of these comments. We sent them to our production director, Jason, said, hey, reenact them however you want. Because, well, a lot of people on social media are a little concerned about her financial decisions. I say, $8,000 a month is a lot of freaking money to pay for rent. Are you ready for the first comment?
Let's go.
Well, I have an easy solution. Don't spend $8,000 a month on rent. It's called financial responsibility. Pretty simple.
Get a financial planner.
Or just, you know, find a nice place for a couple. I don't know. Chicago's expensive. I bet you're still going to pay like $3,000, maybe $4,000 for a nice place. But I got to imagine you could find a nice place for half the amount.
Now I want to see like an MTV Cribs, you know, tour of her place.
I'm sure we're going to get that at some point.
So why do you rent an $8,000 apartment? Seems pretty stupid.
Maybe she got like one of those cool ones that's like right by Wrigley Field where like you could kind of sit in the apartments up above on the roof.
Oh, that'd be rad.
That'd be pretty sweet. I don't know if it's worth $8,000 though.
I think that those would be more than $8,000 a month.
You think?
Yes.
For an apartment?
Yes. Have you probably looked at some of the Seattle prices?
I haven't, honestly. One time I had a curiosity when we were working at our old building. They were building that nice like condos.
It was insane.
And I was like, I wonder what I could get for one there based on what like I'm making. I was like, I might be able to get a studio condo and still be struggling to pay my bills.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous how much they were charging. Yeah, like a one bedroom was like $1 million. It was stupid.
Be an adult and solve your financial issues. Stop complaining to the public. We don't give a f***. You're an adult, so act like it.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
That man loves probably complaining on Facebook.
I bet he loves women's sports, too.
Oh, you think?
$8,000 a month rent? Just buy a damn place for f***'s sake.
Even $8,000 a month for mortgage seems... I sometimes see, like, these nice houses, you know, they got, like, the little mortgage calculator.
On Zillow.
Yeah, you're just like... Oh, man, if I wanted to live like that, it's $10,000 a month. Hard pay. That's not even including, like, the HOA dues. I'm sure that's even ridiculous.
You need a different job.
I might need to start door dashing. Probably still couldn't do it.
No.
All right, got a couple more comments.
Wait. I don't make enough money to afford my $8,000 a month apartment. Get a studio apartment and shut the f*** up.
Wow.
Can I just put this out there really quick?
Yes.
Maybe the WNBA should be paying her more. Just no. Have to say it. Because I feel like the NBA, I feel like those players are getting way more than she talks about.
I mean, I do think they should be paid more, but also then that means more people need to be watching the sport and bringing more money to the sport for the owners to be able to afford to pay the players. It's a circular
argument.
It's
a whole thing.
I don't disagree. I think that they deserve to be paid more, but also then you have to look at the economics of it all. Is the WNBA making as much money as the NBA?
No.
You don't need to research it. I can give you that answer. It's no. Not even close.
I wasn't going to. Don't worry.
Right. So, like, I understand the argument, but I also understand the other side. It's like they're not pulling in the same amount of money financially as those as the sports that have dudes playing in.
It's right. Very different markets.
It's just crazy because when you say like a WNBA player pays $8,000 for rent, I would be like, oh yeah, she's a professional basketball player. She should like be making that money.
And that's why she's making money from all the sponsors.
Right.
So, and that's awesome for them. And we got one more comment.
Yes. WNBA players are severely underpaid.
Wait, did this commenter hear what you just said?
Yes!
But also, yes, she is a moron for spending way more than she is making! Do the math!
Well, I think because she's making all those millions of dollars, I don't really think she's having a tough time.
Exactly.
You know what's interesting is yesterday there was a video that went viral of Batista. Go back to wrestling, Danny.
Oh, here we
he's
go.
He's also an
here
actor.
We go.
He was in, you know, he's in the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Never seen it.
Somebody asked him for. I wonder if it had something to do with this story. And it said, "Hey, what's the best financial advice you ever received?" And he had this answer:
"Financial advice, the best advice that I ever got, which I always offer to, especially to like professional athletes, because a lot of professional athletes that grow up, you know, not really having much. So when you get all this money dumped on you, you just want to buy everything you can afford. And the best advice that I ever got was actually from The Undertaker, another wrestler. He said, always live beneath your means. I learned that the hard way. You know, I came out of wrestling, I literally lost everything. My house got foreclosed on, but I had a second opportunity to be successful in the film industry. Now that money in the bank means more to me than something that I don't really need."
So The Undertaker needs to call Angel Reese and say, live
below your means.
And rest in peace.
There was an epic ending to a game last night during the Major League Baseball playoffs. You're going to hear how it ended during What's Trending after Foo Fighters.
The Daily Mix. Migs Show.
Rockaholics, we know that you're just getting your day started, and there's a lot going on in the world of pop culture, and that can be very overwhelming for anyone to try to sort through. So that's why we're here to help you out and give you all the details on what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go.
The New York Yankees were a strike away from being up 3-0 over the Guardians last night when things took a very exciting turn in Cleveland. The Guardians hit 2 pinch hit home runs to win the game.
Unreal.
7-5. Here is the home run call that won it for them.
Bottom of the 10th. Fry, deep drive, left field. Fry's watching. It is a walk-off home run. David Fry lights up the Cleveland night.
Could you imagine being at that game? You're thinking, we're about to go down 3-0. This sucks. And then all of a sudden, you tie it up. You go into extra innings. And then the dude hits a home run. I think I'd leave an email to my boss and say, I'm not coming in tomorrow.
No.
Like, this party is going to continue. If there's any bars, which I imagine there are just some few bars by that stadium in Cleveland, I feel like that must have been an insane party.
Party town.
But then imagine if you're the idiots that decided to leave. I would probably be one of those idiots. I'm like, this game's over. Let's just go home. This sucks.
That's what I was just about to say. You guys make fun of me for staying till the very, very bitter end, but you never know what's going to happen.
Still, one of my favorite stories was that championship game for the Seahawks versus the Green Bay Packers. And my wife and I were at that game. And remember, they were getting their butts kicked and they were losing. And there was like no chance of them ending up. It was the NFC Championship game. And the couple next to us were super nice. They're like, let's just go. And they're leaving. And all of us in the row were all like, you sure you want to go? This team is known for doing some crazy. Remember, at that time, there was a lot of like, what the F kind of wins that happened over those couple of years. And they left. And the next thing you know, the Seahawks win that game. And all I thought was, I wonder which one didn't want to go. Ooh. And what was that car ride like back going home when you're listening on the radio? Or you, as you're walking out of the stadium and you hear the fireworks and you're like, what happened? What did we miss? Because who thinks an onside kick is going to lead to a win?
Oof, ouch.
Yeah.
Game 4 is tonight in Cleveland. The NLCS also resumes this afternoon in New York with the Dodgers up 3-1 over the Mets as they won 10-2 yesterday.
So it's a good chance that it's going to be Yankees-Dodgers if everything continues to go down this, which would be really a cool thing. Yeah. My grandfather's not around anymore, but if he was alive, my mom's dad, he was a massive Brooklyn Dodgers fan growing up. And then they left, and it broke his heart, and then he became a New York Yankees fan. I think he'd get a kick out of watching a Yankees. I know they've done that before. There's been World Series games between the Yankees and Dodgers, but that instantly brought back some fun memories because of that.
I love it.
Snoop Dogg continues to be one of the most loved celebrities of all time, and I honestly think you could hand him anything. You could hand him play-by-play duties at the Olympics, hockey, wrestling. You could put him on The Voice. He just crushes it. Whatever he does, he makes it entertaining. And now you can add meteorologist to the list of things that he's pulled off. He ended up showing up on the Today Show, and they said, hey, you want to be the weatherman? And of course, he said, faux shizzle. I'm not sure if he said that, but I feel like he probably did. And then he gave a great weather report that involved cities that definitely have weed-inspired names.
Al, it's 57 degrees in Mary Jane Falls, Nevada?
That's right.
And then I heard it was going to be 56 degrees in Stoner, Colorado.
That's right.
But my favorite is when it's nice, hot, and misty outside, 84 degrees in Blunt, South Dakota. Sliding on down to this area right here, above the average highs, 70 degrees in Roach, Missouri. You understand me?
But what about weed, California? How do you leave out the obvious?
And did he bring his umbrella for drizzle?
Okay.
Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve Miggs? He's got a record of 290 wins, 88 losses, and 51 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 850.
The Daily Miggs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.